What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Critics Play Games, a podcast where film critics talk shop about video games. My name is Christian, and I'm joined by one of my brilliant co-hosts, Leo. Zach is not here with us today. He's a little bit busy, you know, doing Zach things. But Leo, how are you?
Brilliant, my man. You brilliant, bro. You're the brilliant one. Bro, I am good. Yo, I've been playing some Ratchet & Clank and getting ready for our fast stream coming up. Man, I really look back on E3 and Nintendo was one of the two strong presentations. Unfortunately, the others just didn't really pull out the big guns. I mean, I know Square Enix had the Guardians of the Galaxy, which was really awesome. Yeah. Really nothing else. And then the others, man, Capcom, what were y'all doing? Ubisoft, come on, guys. Like, a lot of other presentations just felt a little half-assed. But this one was amazing. Like, yeah. Nintendo really pulled out some big guns this time.
They honestly, like, if it wasn't, like, between Xbox and Nintendo, of course, this is why we're here talking today. It really did save, quote-unquote, E3 between both of those conferences. I think Nintendo had a very, very strong conference. You know, it was, and the fact that they had their Nintendo Treehouse event afterwards was really, really great. But yeah, man, it's great. And I'm glad you're having a good time playing some Ratchet and Clank. I'm going through it myself. I beat the story. I'm just going back and collecting a few of the other trophies. I would definitely like to platinum that game because Insomniac games are a lot of fun to platinum. You know, they don't feel like a chore, like I said before, and they just feel like a lot of fun, and just I have a great time doing all the collectathons and whatnot. But like we said, you know, we're going to be, you know, this is a little bit later after E3, but you know, whatever, like people are still talking about it. so we're going to be covering, you know, the Nintendo Direct that happened a few days ago, last week. I guess now would be last week. Yeah. for the Nintendo Direct. So before we begin today's episode, you can follow us on at Critics Play Pod. You can follow Leo over at Leo Rydell. You can follow Zach over at The Pope King. And you can follow myself over at Music City Nerd. So I do apologize. We just got off to talking about a crap ton of iCarly. So my voice is a little shot, but we're gonna try to get through it as best as we can. But there was a lot of things announced during this Nintendo Direct, but I wanted to get your thoughts. You're the Nintendo guy, you know, you live and breathe Breath of the Wild and Mario and Pokemon and whatnot. I mean, I love Nintendo too, but I've definitely weaved off them a little bit throughout the years. But I wanted to get your thoughts about the event. Like, what were you thinking? Like, how were you feeling during this?
Oh my goodness. Great. Like, literally every announcement they were pulling up, Advance Wars 1 and 2, fucking awesome, bringing that back. I mean, it's been a while since we got an Advance Wars game anyway, but just bringing it back and rebuilding that series is amazing. I absolutely loved the Metroid Dread stuff. Oh my gosh. Like, they're doing awesome. Metroid 4, but then they're like, here's a little something else. Like, and I can't even recall the last Metroid side-scroller, but it's such a cool feeling to be back in that side-scrolling world of Metroid. I really loved how that looked. I mean, it looked sleek. It looked like it played awesome. Finally getting back into Metroid, getting back into those 2D roots of the series, really freaking cool. Starting it off with a Smash character, great start. You give us Kazuya from Tekken, like, awesome. Now you got all these fighting game characters. This is absolutely amazing. The only thing I need left from them is Siegfried from Soul Calibur franchise.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, such a great character that they brought Kazuya on. I know a lot of people wanted them to bring Jin on, but at the same time, like, if you would have got Jin or Kazuya, fine. I think both of them are great, would be a great addition to the game. And I thought it was cool that they went with Kazuya instead of Jin, because I think Jin would have been a little bit more predictable in my opinion, but I really like that they went with Jin. Love the WarioWare stuff. Like, I just think they really brought their big guns to this. And not to mention, they also had the Game & Watch, which is interesting that they keep rebooting these consoles, but I, as much as I like the Game & Watch, I really just wish they would reboot the N64. I know it has a lot to do with, like, rights issues, and they don't have rights to Rare games. I get it, but I'm like, dude, Y'all got these big tentpole franchises. You know good and well, if you put the N64 Classic out and you had Legend of Zelda, Ocarina, and Majora's Mask, along with Mario Party, Mario Kart, and all the Nintendo games, Pokemon Stadium, like,
I'll play
they know
it.
Good and well they can fill that one console. And two. Yeah, yeah, fill it with the good stuff, man. Y'all know y'all got so many, they have so many franchises. They could easily put Star Fox 64, Mario 64. Like, I know it won't have GoldenEye, but I mean, it's like, come on, give us an N64 classic. That's what we all want. That or a GameCube classic. Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, a GameCube classic would be fantastic. I would actually buy that for sure.
Yeah. Like, especially since the GameCube was so small, like, you could have it be an even smaller square. Like, that'd be so cute.
The Nintendo lunchbox is what people used to call it.
I mean, yeah, because I had that little carry along handle for you to take over your friend's house. Like, it was awesome.
Oh, man. I love that thing so much. I play my GameCube so much. Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Oh my God, I wore that game out.
I literally did. Between that, I was playing Super Smash Brothers, like nobody's business. But I really do agree with you. Coming out with Kazuya for Smash, even though I guess you could kind of call that like a non-Nintendo announcement, because even though it was the first thing, they're like, oh, now we're going to get to the event. It was like, okay, but it's still part of the event. But where's my boy Sora? Sora in Smash. That's all I want. That's all I want. We got one slot left, as far as we know. And then I think I'm not a big, like, I think Super Monkey Ball was next. Some of these, like, through the article that I made might be a little bit out of place, but because it's like I was updating so many things and they took down some things, so I'm like, okay, I gotta go back and fix it. But yeah, the whole WarioWare thing, it's been a while since we've had anything Wario related. I mean, you know, you're gonna have your Mario parties and things like that, but Advanced Wars is something that I used to play a lot of, and I was like, oh man, this is gonna be awesome. But then I saw that $60 price tag and I was like, no, I can't. I'll do it for like $40.
But you know Nintendo, though. They ain't gonna remix remake something and throw $40 on it. They gonna hit you with that full 60.
It's their evergreen policy. I totally understand it is business, but that is not business I will be taking part of whatsoever. But I am glad that it is out there for fans. Advanced Wars 1 and 2, the reboot camp, which is really, really cool. Are you a big Shin Megami Tensei?
Yeah, I played some of the Shin Megami Tensei games, and they're like really freaking cool, like cool, like Tokyo style, like RPGs, really fun. And I'm looking forward to this next one. I think that they really need to start bringing back some of those franchises that are smaller Nintendo franchises. I think like, where's Earthbound? You know, like where's the Ice Climbers? Even like, it's like, all right, like bring back, start digging into that vault that you guys have, because there's so much.
There is.
You know they got some stuff like just hidden away. and there's about to be another Nintendo Direct completely on the Super Smash Bros. Kazuya.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, I forgot about that.
Give us some more. And I know that they always have these Pokemon Directs. Like,
those are the ones I'm always doing. I love Pokemon. Absolutely love it. The new games, the Arceus, more of the open world. It looks interesting. But I know a lot of people were kind of expecting new hardware to show up, but they did say it was only software. But like, it's a really strong software lineup. Like, there's a few things in this like direct where like I cared about, like, yeah, like Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2. Like, they finally said that it's coming out next year, which is great. We got a little bit of a sneak peek of that, but I don't think you're going to be playing as Link this time. I don't think so. I think it's going to be someone else, because we never see his face.
No, that's Link.
Is it? Okay. I wasn't that's entirely
Link.
Sure.
I'm like super, super fucking excited for Breath of the Wild 2. Like,
you made a reaction video. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. It's like, okay, that was my number one announcement. Like, when they announced that, I was just like, shit, I was on the edge of my seat. And I actually did record. What I did is I like paused E3 and I was like, well, let me record my actual first reaction. I don't even want to see it. Recorded that shit, and I'm just like, oh my God, I love it. I absolutely love how it looks. What I'm a little worried about, though, is that when I saw it after and I kind of got to think about it a little, I'm worried that it could play so much like Breath of the Wild 1 that it almost will just feel like an expansion to 1. I'm like, okay, what are they really going to do to make this nuanced and feel fresh and new? Please, 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 Nintendo, I am begging you. Please remove that weapons durability thing.
There you go.
That's the one thing about Breath of the one drawback is I'm like, dude, I'm sick of weapon farming right now. Like, you got to go to
that is there's the like one a couple of locations like in it.
Breath of the Wild where you can go and farm weapons and get those element weapons. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to do this that much. Where I'm just like fighting an enemy, like I'm fighting one of the big bosses and I'm going through weapon at the weapon at the weapon. Oh, my Master Sword has been exhausted. Like, it's just kind of like, okay. That's the one gripe, because I love that game. Like, top to bottom, graphics, the open world feel, the dungeons, the sacred beasts. Like, I love all things about that game. The only fucking thing I cannot stand is that weapon durability. I'm even cool with Link having like the durability circle and the hearts as usual. Like, I'm cool with that. But then weapons, man.
Yeah, I agree. That is one thing where, like, because when I bought my Switch, and then sold it soon after, but it was for a good cause. Like, I would not have done it unless I came across a really good deal to get some equipment. But when I was playing through Breath of the Wild, it's like, I really enjoyed it. I just could not get over that weapon breaking mechanic. It was too much for me. And
yeah, because like, you want to go Lionel hunting and like get the big cool weapons and shields that they have, yeah. You know, the like beast with the horse legs. Those are super cool to like hunt and get like rare shit. But it's like, damn, dude, I exhaust like 5 or 6 weapons just trying to kill this one dude.
Yeah, it's too much. I'm hoping they are taking some feedback with that, because I mean, it does look great, and I'm glad they finally addressed it, because I'm like, okay, if it's not here, then I feel like maybe the entire episode direct would have been a letdown. But that was the number one thing why people were tuning in for. Like you said, you know, we got the Metroid Dread. And Metroid 4, which is still in development, and it's been like what, 18, 19 years?
It's been in development hell for a long time.
Just like, yeah, even just getting a new Metroid game itself, like, it has been a very long time. And I mean, I'm not like, I like Metroid, but not as much as like you or someone else. So it's like, it means the world to so many people. And it's like, I've never seen that many people excited about this game. I was like, oh wow, like, I mean, I knew they were fans, but it's like they were coming in droves on Twitter and everything. It was
crazy. I mean, Metroid's a great franchise. Like, yeah. The reason why it's not so popular is because they just don't consistently put the games out. Like, they're not just shelling them out like they are at Mario. It's like, excuse me, Nintendo has pretty much been reduced down to Mario and Link.
And
like,
Pokemon.
When it comes to like those new... It.
Yeah.
And what in Smash Bros.
In Smash Bros. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. It's like, okay, a few franchises, but it's like, dog, y'all got Star Fox, y'all got Metroid, Earthbound, all these like franchises that they could be dropping like it's hot.
Yeah.
But they just don't. And I think it's because they know their flagship characters are Link and Mario. But it's just like, come on, y'all know y'all can come out with more than that.
Yeah, Kid Icarus is out there too. It's like, I would love a new Kid Icarus game. And I think that's the reason why it was so, like, I wasn't as sad to like sell my Switch, because it's like, for the longest time, like you say, it's just been Mario, Zelda, Smash Brothers, Pokemon, Mario, Zelda, Smash Brothers, Pokemon. And I think we're finally starting to see a little bit of diversity. I mean, you get Just Dance 2022, you know, shake her up. It's all good. shake that booty, man. But I don't, well, like, I guess I have Monster Hunter, though. Like, this one seemed interesting, because like, I when it came to PC, the Monster Hunter World, I was like really excited, because they haven't really been on any other platform. Literally, Leo, I begged all of my friends to buy this game so we could all play it together. I ended up playing 2 hours and I've never picked it up again. And it wasn't that it was bad, because like, the world was so fast. It's just that I think it was a learning curve for each and like every single class and your weapon style. And I guess it wasn't like, I thought it was going to be something totally different, but it ended up being something else. And my friends have still never forgiven me. Literally, I convinced like 8 of my friends to buy this game for PC, Devin included.
Then you didn't even play.
I played like 2 hours. I was like, bro, this ain't it.
This ain't it, guys.
It's not it. I'm like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'll reimburse you when I can. No, it's all right. But have you ever played a Monster Hunter game before?
Nah. Like, it's not that I'm not interested, but I'm just kind of like, well,
it's very specific.
I can get to that eventually. Yeah. You know?
Like, I love JRPGs, but it's like, it's specific JRPGs that I like. Like Pokemon, I absolutely love.
Final Fantasy,
like, Persona. Yep. Yes.
Those are great franchises, but some of those JRPGs, I'm like, Fire Emblem's a pretty good franchise as well, but some of them I'm just like, maybe one day, you know, if it's $20-$30 or... And then Hyrule Warriors, it had no business being $60.
I got to tell you, Leo, there's a lot of Nintendo games that have no business being $60. I'm sorry, man. And I sound like a Nintendo hater right now because I do not hate Nintendo at all. I'm just not a fan of their evergreen policy. Like, man, oh, man, it's like Breath of the Wild is still like, oh, I think I saw it one time for like $50. But like, it is still $60. And that game,
I think it's like 50 by now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it might be currently, but it's I don't know what it is. I mean, like, but like the justifiable thing is that like Nintendo never ships a game with bugs, like ever. Like the game could be super boring and it worked perfectly. Like no one has any issues with it. It's not Cyberpunk 2077. It's not No Man's Sky. It's honestly, it's flawless. It's, but like some games may be more fun than others. Like they announced Mario Golf Super Rush. Still waiting on that Mario Strikers, by the way. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Yeah. Like when are they going to come out with some more of that?
Like I want the action pack stuff. Give me another Mario Kart Double Dash or something.
Right. Well, I am literally like, I kid you not right now. I am looking at an eBay listing for Breath of the Wild Master Edition sealed box, $5,000. Yeah. $5,000. Somebody wants you to pay $5,000 on eBay for this, man. I'm like, huh? Is this real? It is real, bro. I cannot believe $5,000 for this Breath of the Wild Master Edition. But Breath of the Wild is going for $50 now, but still, like, it's been out for so long. Y'all 30. Know good and well you can drop that down to $30.
And that's the thing that separates like Nintendo and PlayStation. Like PlayStation, well, like God of War, like for the 2018 PS4 version, like I kid you, like right now you can buy that game for like $10. It's still a great game, but like that you get the PlayStation hits, you get the PlayStation classics, you know, they have their classic selection. Like that's something PlayStation's always had, like the ones for like $10 to $20. You know you wait long enough, it's you can hit the bargain bin at Walmart or Target or you know all that, and it's great. And it's like, you know, for someone like even Devin, because I sold him my PlayStation 4 when I got my PlayStation 5 and used some money towards that for it, and it's like he had an entire back catalog of games that are only between $10 to $20. So he can pick up. Well, I sold him my PS4 Spider-Man. So he is the old Peter Parker. The old Peter Parker face. Which the I OG like.
Peter Parker.
I PS4. Like the OG Peter Parker face, but I do like this new one as well. But yeah, so it's like, you know, he's been playing through The Last of Us, and it's like, it was like $10, like $10, $20. Like he can, like, I really just wanted people to, like, you know, now buy a Switch and be like, hey, you know, there are new games that are $60, but they do have a classic section, you know, for games that have been out for a while that newcomers can come in and kind of just, you know, experience the Nintendo Switch at a reasonable price, not at a cheap price, just at a reasonable one.
Right.
But so, I mean, it's their evergreen policy, man. They're just all about that $60. But I mean, even back to like, you know, the Nintendo Direct, did you watch any of the Treehouse I didn't, but I was working.
Them post shows, I'd be like, nah, fam, I'll read an article or something.
I'd like it though, because it's, I mean, because even through E3, it's like, you know, you learn specific things during like the Nintendo Direct or like the Xbox Live Showcase, but you figure out so many other things after, like even with Starfield, with Xbox, you have Pete Hines like apologizing to PlayStation fans and stuff. I'm like, I don't think he really needs to apologize, but you know, that's just something he feels like he has to do. But even Todd Howard coming out and saying that, like, you know, when you have exclusives, you know, you can make a better game focusing on like on one platform. Yes, it's going to be for Xbox and PC, but it's like, would you rather work on the same game with two platforms, one platform, or like 5 to 6? And it's like, you have that backing. And I mean, even with Nintendo, like some people thought that Game Pass was going to show up on Nintendo platforms. I'm like, it makes sense, but I don't think Xbox would ever do it. But Nintendo and Xbox have always played nice together, or at least recently they have.
Nintendo really needs to do a virtual console again. Like, they are missing out on doing a virtual console of everything up to GameCube.
Have you played any of the Nintendo? Do you have Nintendo Online?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've played the Nintendo Library and the Super Nintendo Library. I'm just like, what's stopping you guys from adding N64 and GameCube titles here? Come on, guys.
It's like, even if it's just a subscription, just add those titles.
Bump it up. Yeah, and I know there's a tier for the Super Nintendo, like to add that, I think it's like a few more dollars.
Oh, is it? Okay, see,
I didn't know that. Like, honestly, like per year though, it's like cheap. $20.
It is, but I will say you pay for what you get, like 100%.
Yeah, the library is pretty good though. Yeah. Like, I will say it's like about 30, 20, 30 games. I was talking
more like
the
online side.
Oh,
like that side, you know, the game, that's good. That's some good stuff. Like, definitely, you know, there's always room for improvement. But, I mean, I'm telling you, man, I was playing Smash Online, though. I was like, I think I need a land adapter for all this stuff. And it's like, even with the land adapter, my friend was like, you have to buy a Nintendo. You have to buy a Nintendo. Like, their land adapter, because Nintendo's finicky when it comes to a lot of this, you know, third-party stuff, especially with the docks. It's really, really weird. And it's,
oh, yeah, the docks, you can't buy no third-party dock. It's like
a fry system.
they need to have a adequate chat system. That's that dumb app that only works. I think that
I was
voice chat
that.
Only works for a couple things, and it's like, what? I think it only works for like Splatoon and one other game. I'm like,
whoa.
I was looking for that across all games.
Yeah, that is one thing I was looking for them to announce during this E3 Nintendo Direct, is that, you know, hey, like, we have Discord, or just, you don't need a phone app for certain things, but, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, overall, like it's getting back to the main reason why we're here. The Direct gave something for everyone, and it definitely reminded me of Xboxes. Because it's like, there is something here for everyone. Like, I was reading through the chat, I'm like, man, like, people are really excited. But it's like, I mean, the Wii U didn't really have a lot of third-party support. So this is kind of Nintendo's, like, comeback with having all these extra games, like, just besides exclusives. Because it's like, I mean, if it's just an exclusive machine, like, yeah, that's cool, I guess. But, like, you do want other games besides exclusives, because those usually only come around, or at least for Xbox and PlayStation, like, maybe, like, two or three a year. I mean, Nintendo's been they killed it this year for sure.
Yeah, they really stepped their game up, and I'm proud of Nintendo for like coming and really killing it, because like they could have fumbled the ball, like Capcom. Man, what was Capcom even doing there? What were y'all doing, bro? Like, that detective game was the longest gameplay they had of the whole presentation.
I can't believe they did that gameplay. I can't. I was like, we're going to show you gameplay. Like, you're going to show me gameplay of Ace Attorney? No, show me anything else.
I rather know good and well that was not necessary at all.
I understand, like, how it's like Gearbox, they showed absolutely nothing. I mean, Ubisoft showed some stuff. Square Enix, they showed one good thing. That Final Fantasy game at the end looked very rough. And like, I downloaded the demo, but I couldn't get it started. I'm just going to try it again. But I'm like, dude, if I hear the word chaos one more time from that freaking trailer, I was like, this is a joke. Because everyone was so excited. They're like, oh, a Souls-esque Final Fantasy game. And it looked like something for like the PS3. Xbox 360 era, and the dub.
If it drops for $20, then maybe
$20, sure. But like, the heroes look so generic to me. I was like, this doesn't look like anything standing out whatsoever. But with Nintendo, it's they're overall like they showed a lot of stuff, and then Capcom didn't show anything. And I understand sometimes, you know, it's like, hey, like we want to get this information out here, and there's already a lot of traffic during E3, and people are already gonna like watch our thing whether it sucks or not. And I think their thing is more of, hey, let's show this to as many people as we can, because we know there's this many people watching. If they just like dropped it as like a trailer or something, I feel like it would not have gotten the same traction as it did, which I understand like from their side, but like from our side, like it was pretty freaking boring. Like it was just like, wow, I don't know, man. But we kind of went through like a lot of, you know, what they didn't show. Like I really wish they would have had a little bit more of Nintendo Online. But what would you grade the Nintendo Direct and like overall, like, I mean, I know it's your number one, but how would you grade them, I guess, on a fair curve?
Letter scale, I probably would give it a B+.
Okay.
I think they did a really good job, and they brought a lot of things to present. Like they brought a lot of really good tentpole games and Metroid and Legend of Zelda and more Hyrule Warriors stuff. I do think I agree with you. There needed to be like some Switch Online stuff, but honestly, I think they did such a great job. I think they were the best of E3. I think Microsoft was a solid B. They were just a notch above at B+, but man, I would have loved a little bit of update on Switch Online, a couple other things, like would have loved some more tentpole Nintendo franchise, but what they did bring was excellent. And finishing it off with the Breath of the Wild 2 and giving us at least a year, amazing.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you there. For me, of course, you know, I'm an Xbox guy first. It's just, I really, like, they really, for me, for Xbox, they sold Game Pass so well. And I liked how everything was constructed. You know, it was just game after game after game. Like, the pacing was, it was there. And I felt like I was like, oh my God, like what game are we on again? But for Nintendo, I would give it a solid like A-, because even though there isn't a lot here for me, there's a lot here for other gamers, a lot of other Nintendo fans. And as long as they're happy, I'm happy. Like 100%. Like I would definitely give it an A- all the way through. You know, everyone wanted Breath of the Wild. You got a little bit more information. You know, we're always going to get that Smash character still holding out for Sora, but we'll see. We'll definitely see. But Super Monkey Ball looked pretty cool too. So I was kind of
That looked really fun. Like, and I'm glad they're like bringing that back in the fray. Yeah. That's another franchise they have that's like really cool and fun.
Yeah, it fits the Switch so well. So it's like, and that's what Nintendo does best. You know, they build these games around that system that they're making for that generation, and it kind of just works. I think, Guardians of the Galaxy is actually coming to the Switch as well, but I think it's only the digital version. I don't think
it's like it's like a ported digital. I don't think it's like going to be a physical, which, hey, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, but it's some good stuff. But was there anything else you wanted to touch on before we kind of close out here? I know it's just been...
I think I'm good.
All right. So you gave it... I'm sorry. What was your grade?
B plus.
Okay. Yeah. See, it's all right. So I gave it an A- over you. I feel it.
Shit.
Yeah. I liked it. I really did. It's just telling you, man, that game. Oh man. 30 games, 27 coming to Game Pass. I'm in. What a time to be alive. There is no better deal in gaming when it comes.
Wait, you gave Nintendo A-?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, like honestly, I would say I would give them both an A- altogether. It's, I mean, obviously I enjoyed Xboxes more, but it's like there was something here for everyone between both. And like I said, you know, there's not a lot there for me for Nintendo, but I mean, they had a good show, and it's, I mean, the polls don't lie. People are loving it. So the Nintendo junkies were out there in full force. So it's honest.
Yes,
everybody, everybody wins. Everybody wins. But yeah, so that pretty much concludes our coverage here on the Nintendo Direct that happened during E3 2021 until later on in the year, because they do at least, like, I think 2 to 3 a year, depending. I'm sure, you know, they pop up at random times, and everyone always flocks to them, and that's the good thing. It's bringing gamers together. But yeah, I think coming up on the podcast, I mean, we're definitely going to try to cover like EA Play that happens next month in July. Might do like a little Ratchet and Clank, like first impressions review. So that would be a lot of fun, but wanted to give the floor to Leo really quick to let everyone know, you know, what's coming up on your channel. I know this is the second time you're doing this today, but
no problem. Much appreciated, man. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. It's like after the second one, it's kind of like, oh, but yeah. Coming up on the channel. Yeah. Come on over to Geekly Goods on YouTube, guys. Much appreciated. Come visit y'all, cause we're here building the community, and I'm so excited to continue building Geekly Goods with you guys. Yeah, coming up, we've got Fast 9. I'll have a review for that. I'll have a reaction for Fast 5 and potentially Tokyo Drift, and then reactions for Superman and Lois the next episode, Loki the next episode. Guys, come on through. Follow me on Twitter at Leo Rydell. I usually do movies, TV shows, anime, comics, a little bit of gaming as well, too. So, yeah, come on over, y'all. Come join the big community. Maybe you'll get a hug from your boy if you're in Colorado. So come on through. And much appreciated, man. I really like talking games with you and Zach. And, you know, I'm not the biggest gamer, but it has been a pleasure because, honestly, I've been out of gaming for a while. And, like, this has, like, really rebooted my love for gaming. So much appreciated.
Oh, of course. I mean, thank you so much for, you know, creating this for everyone, honestly, because it's, you know, it's the second passion of everyone here, and we don't really get to talk about it all that much because, you know, we're so wrapped up in, you know, film Twitter and TV mm-hmm. and movies and everything else. So it's a nice little escape from time to time, kind of just to talk about something else, so we're not too burnt out on our main passion. But yeah, you can follow us over at Critics Play Pod here on the podcast, but you can also follow my movie podcast, Film Optics, that is Optics with an X, over on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow us over there for all the latest announcements. So we actually just had our iCarly review, which Leo was on. You know, we're just gushing all about that series, the revival series, of course.
Yes.
And we also have our Luca review that's up, and our Loki episode 2 review that's up as well. We're available on podcast platforms around the internet, between Film Optics and, of course, on a Critics Play game. So definitely, you know, give us a follow on Twitter on both, and we'll see you guys out there. We love talking games, like we said, and, you know, it's been our pleasure to serve you all. So let's close out here. Thank you all for listening, and make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and review on your podcast platform of choice, and follow us on Twitter at Critics Play Pod so you never miss an episode. This is Leo, Zach, and Christian signing off. You take it easy.